school. Wasn't that exciting? Fantastic. One of the best ones I believe we've ever had. And we surely do appreciate that. And there were those who had perfect attendance, little squares. There were those that memorized scriptures, and little Abby would come to me and she'd say, "Brother Guy, I want to show you something." And she'd take me out in the hall and point that out. There she had been, she'd memorized the scriptures and she got a little square for it. And so Abby, along with all the other boys and girls, I mean, we love you. You're such a great encouragement to us. Then all these teachers who just, I mean, they did so much to encourage and to lift us up. Appreciate Brother Miller and the good lessons that he brought to us. Just look at that. Matt, you did all that, didn't you? Putting that on the board or on the hallway there. Just look at all of that. Oh, boy, I tell you what. It was a great time. And then guess what? Today we can celebrate Father's Day. Tommy, it's great, isn't it, to be a father? And I look behind you there. Of course, good to see Eric. And sitting by my wife, and I want everybody to see them. It's my son, Tim, and his daughter. That's my oldest granddaughter, and we're surely glad to Christy. And that's my great-grandson sitting in his peepaw's lap. Now, my grandchildren call me Peepaw. Now, what were we going to do? And, of course, he, Hudson, calls Tim Peepaw. What does he call me? Peepaw Mac. How about that? And bless his heart. I just had to take up a little time there. So happy. Isn't it good? Happy Father's Day. And today I want to talk with you about being father. And that's what we're going to talk about. Father's Day. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Now there's the name that we want to think about for a little while. Joseph. I don't know that I've ever preached a sermon on just the earthly father of Jesus, Joseph. And so when I thought about today, I thought I'd try to dig in and find out what I could about Joseph. And here we find in the very first place that the Bible says, then Joseph, her husband. And we'll talk about some of these things, being a just man. And as the reading of the scripture this morning was, as a person who was a righteous man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream and saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. What a glorious declaration. Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen to cause everybody to rejoice. Like we have things in our lives to cause us to rejoice. Last week, rejoicing in Vacation Bible School. Rejoicing this morning as the Sandersons and Meadows place membership with us here. Rejoicing. Things that will just lift us up. And here is something that God has said that's going to come to pass. And that is, a son shall be born of a virgin. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Joseph was a man, earthly man. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever thought how the God of heaven looked out and made a choice as to cause Joseph to be the earthly father of Jesus? What an honor. What an honor that Joseph had been called. But why? Because Joseph was a man. Someone made the statement, prerequisite to being a good father is this, being a man. functioning as a man, taking responsibility as a man, thinking like a man, acting like a man, working like a man, all of these things. And I'll tell you what, from my reading of the Scriptures, you can be assured that's exactly what Joseph was. First of all, the Bible tells us that Joseph was a just man. He did what was right. Oh, how we need to get all fathers in this building. How we need to urge men everywhere to do what is right. Be a just person. Do right things. Surely, husbands are to do the right thing. They are to love their wives. And you read in the paper where some women are beat up by their husbands. If you knew the truth about some people, I remember when I was preaching in Shelbyville, Tennessee, there was a woman come in every so often. Her eye would be black and blue. I knew exactly what had happened. Her husband had beat up on her. A husband is supposed to do what's right. And that is to love his wife. Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church, stop and think about what that even as means. Jesus died for the church. Husbands ought to be willing to die for their wives. That's the right thing. Doing what's right. And husbands need to do what's right by providing for their families. You know, Paul, when Paul was writing in 1 Timothy 5, verse 8, Paul says, but if any provide for not his own, and especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith, and he is worse than an infidel. That means he's worse than an individual that says there's no God. And God said in the book of God, in Psalms 14, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. But secondly, this man Joseph, chosen by the Lord to bring up Jesus, his son, was an obedient man. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him and took unto him his wife. All fathers should be men who do what the Lord bids them. We have responsibilities, and those responsibilities are entailed upon us as men, as fathers, and the grave responsibility we have. And there's so many passages. I chose a few of them for your consideration. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 9, these commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Let people know that you're a man that loves the Lord and loves His will and speak the commandments of the Lord. And let your children know you are a person who truly loves the Word of God. In Malachi 4, verse 6, He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. In Proverbs 22, verse 6, a very familiar passage. Fathers, are you listening? The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. Demonstrate to the child the way he ought to live. You live as you want that child to live. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. The NIV version says, start children off on the way they should go. And even when they are old, they will not depart from it. And no wonder in Ephesians 6, verse 4. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but you bring them up. Don't let somebody else do it. You do it. You train them. You teach them. You bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Don't exasperate them, but bring them up in the way that they should live. Boy, I tell you what, I wish I'd done better as a father with Tim and Tabitha. Made a lot of mistakes. I hope they always knew that I loved them. We all make those mistakes. Which one of the biggest mistakes I made, I didn't spend enough time with them. A lot of times I was out preaching. Sometimes I'd hold three meetings almost one after the other and just come home to see them for a little while. I wish I'd rescheduled that. Let them know that they were the most important thing. Yes, we as fathers need to bring our children up, teach them and show them, have time with them. I told you the story of the little boy that came up to his dad, and his dad said, "What do you want?" And the son had just hit the newspaper that his dad was reading and said, "Why did you do that? Son, what do you want?" And he said, "Daddy, I just want you. I just want you." Undivided attention. Let them know how important they are. And I'll tell you what, they never get too old for all of us as fathers and then grandfathers and great-grandfathers. Never let us never forget that time with them is so important. Joshua said, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my family, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Every father in this building, make that commitment. Say, "We, me and my family, we'll serve the Lord." It means you'll come, you'll worship. It means you'll study. You'll live the life like Joseph did. He was a just man. He did what was right. And no wonder God chose him. In Genesis 18, verse 19, so much is said about fatherhood in the Bible. God said, "For I have chosen him, Abraham, so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him." God's going to do it. When he makes a promise, he always keeps it. God cannot lie, Titus 1 and verse 2. And in Psalms 103, verse 13, "As the father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. In Proverbs 3, 11 and 12. "My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as the father the son he delights in." Responsibilities of fatherhood. In Proverbs 14, verse 26, "Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge." And the Hebrew writer says, Hebrews 12, verse 7, "Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as His children, for what children are not disciplined by their father?" It's always tough to have to whip you. Tim, I've told them the story, and I'll tell it again, though, anyway. When he was younger, we had a fly swatter. That was the children's fly swatter that we swatted them with. Okay? And when they got a time for them to discipline, I never will forget one time. Tim was, boy, he could really take a lot of discipline. And I just really gave him that fly swatter, Jay, and his legs and all. And he wouldn't cry. I mean, he's a stubborn little fellow sometimes. You know, just wouldn't cry. I finally told him, I said, "Son, if you'd cry a little bit, I wouldn't be so, you know, I can't understand that." You guessed it, the next time he needed the spanking, he started crying before he even swatted him. He knew then how to get that to stop. I wish I had time to go back and be with this boy. My boy. The only son God gave me by adoption. He's our boy, my wife and I. We're proud of him. Tabitha, daughter. My son, don't despise the Lord's discipline. Do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father and son. Fathers, teach their children what God has done in their days that's gone before. I like to sit down and tell the kids. When I was off in a meeting, maybe up to Chicago, Illinois, Valparaiso, Indiana, Portage, Indiana, people that I met and how they would send greetings to our children. But one thing I want to tell you today, we need to remind our children how good God has really been good to us all. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days, in the days of old. God's never forsaken us. He's made that promise. If you walk with Him, do His will, He'll never forsake. Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Every father in this building this morning, and yea, mother, all of us need to teach our children to fear God and honor Him. In Exodus 20, verse 12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you. Live a long time. Mother lived to be 92 years of age. My oldest brother lived 86. My next brother died at 84. My youngest brother died at 75. And if the good Lord lives, the next Friday, I'll hit that 80 mark. I cannot believe it. Can you? Where did the time go? Long life? God's been good to us. You've been good to us too. We appreciate it. If someone curses their father or mother, their lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness. Proverbs 20:20. Proverbs 23:22. Listen to your father who gave your life, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Listen. Proverbs 23:24. The father of a righteous child has great joy. A man who fathers a wise son rejoices in him. Colossians 3:20. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. In Ephesians 6:1-2, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. In conclusion, here are some things I want to suggest that every father in this building remember. Number one, be in the kingdom of God, the church. Be a citizen in God's kingdom. Be a faithful child of God. In Revelation 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee the crown of life. Paul said in 2 Timothy 4:7-8, I've fought a good fight, I've finished the course, I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. Be a Christian. And if you're not one, today is a day for you to obey the gospel and be in the kingdom of God. Number two, you be a good example. Worthy to have your children to follow. Some years ago, I was reading about a man up north. It had snowed. He'd gone down to the barn. He had a little boy. And you talk about children loving to walk in their father's shoes. I got a picture of my boy, Tim, whenever he was about, I guess, maybe 3 or 4 years of age. He'd get in these big old shoes of mine and walk around in those big old shoes. This little boy hollered out to his daddy as he was going down. He said, Daddy, wait a minute. He says, I'm coming. And what he would do every step in that snow, every step in that snow, the little boy was putting his foot in the snow to follow to get to his daddy. The father picked him up, hugged him, and remembered, I've got to be careful about the steps I make. Because the steps I make will either lead my child to do God's will or lead him aside. Let your light so shine before men. Matthew 5:16. Do you know that means your children? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6:33. Be a good example. Be a good husband. Demonstrate to your children what a union of God is best. The world says all different, often lifestyles are all right. God says He made man and woman to live together till death do they part. Show respect and love for your wife. Number four, don't ever be lazy. Work hard. Be a worker. Because God says a man that does not provide for his own, he is denied the faith. He is worse than an infidel. And in conclusion, put first things first. Get ready for heaven. Our departure is not far away. Be ready, surely, to meet God. I found a poem. Kind of tough, but I want to read it to you this morning. I want you to consider it, especially in view of our being on this earth so very short. That little boy of mine, it's titled, to get his goodnight kiss, he stood beside my chair one night, and he raised an eager face to me, a face with love alight. And as I gathered in my arms the son God gave to me, I thanked the lad for being good and hoped he'd always be. His little arms, can't you just see this? Little arms crept around my neck, and then I heard him say, four simple words I shan't forget, four words that made me pray. They turned a mirror on my soul, on secrets no one knew. They startled me. I hear them yet. He said, I'd be like you. I'd be like you, Dad. That's who I want to be like. Are you listening? Are your children wanting to be like you? And if they are, where will they spend eternity? If you're not a Christian today, won't you believe in Jesus? Repent of your sins, confess His name, and be baptized. And if you're a child of God and you're not ready to leave this world, won't you ask God to forgive you and let us pray with you and for you? Be a father. Be a father that God will delight in, that can bring your family joy. And your children will never, ever forget. My dad died when he was 64 years of age. So many memories I have of him, I've shared with you from time to time. But one of the greatest I've done is, when I was just a boy in Cleveland, Ohio, my father and mother would open up their house and the church met in our home. I can see my dad today as he would stand up. First remembrances I have of worship was to remember Daddy reading the Bible and talking to all of the children. There were 8 of us at that time. Later on, added one more. Talking to us about God. And one of the things I have that I treasure is the Bible. That he had in his handwriting, put notations in it. I remember seeing him hold it. And it's a joy that I can hold it. And when I read those notations that he made in that Bible, it brings tears to my ears. joy to my heart, because I know my dad was a child of God to the very end. Are you ready? Ready for eternity? If you're not a Christian, why not become one now? Whether you be male or female, young or old, if you're accountable before God, won't you obey the Lord? And if you need to be restored to the Lord, please don't wait. Let the world see you. Most importantly, let God see you. Respond to Him, won't you? Obey Him while together we stand and while we sing this song.
Just as I am.